views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel with
Hi.
Angels and Answers. We are the dynamic duo.
Ta-da.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
That's right. Happy, happy.
So gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, so I hope your stomachs are full or you're watching a good football game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beat.
That's the best thing for Thanksgiving.
Isn't it?
Is the
For the men.
Half the women who want to hang out with the men, and then the guys, they like to watch football. And
so you ladies know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
You get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you put in the bird.
Uh-huh.
You make some quick coffee. You're timing your bird. You're making sure all your sides are out and ready to get prepared. So you're basically cooking up until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Then your guests arrive at 2:30.
Right, exactly.
Or 2:05.
Right. Set the table, run around, go get take a quick shower, throw some clothes on, and bingo, ding dong. And act nonchalant like you've been lying around
all day. So nice to see you.
Yeah. It's such a sweet thing to see you.
Yeah. There you go. It's really funny. You know, my mom thought of something very creative.
Go out for dinner?
Yeah, that was. But that's not creative. Now, what my mom with my mom when we went to her house during the holidays or major birthdays and stuff like that, when we would go to her house, when you entered into her house, you had to reach into a bag, and there was a grab bag, and in the grab bag there was a bunch of little pieces of paper. And each paper had a chore. So you would reach in, each person would reach in, and you pulled out a piece of paper, and one would say, oh, you gotta help serve the main course. You gotta help set the dishes. You gotta help throw out the garbage. So there was something new for everybody to do each holiday. And like nobody was just sitting around.
See, now that's nice.
And so, and nobody in my family minded that, you know, and we would all be yelling, all right, whose turn is it to clean up the dishes?
That's such
and
a cool idea.
So,
well, don't forget your mother had boys, all boys.
Yeah.
And so she knew how to deal with you guys very well.
Yeah, very well. But it was even like she used to do it all, of course, when she was younger. But then as time went on, she was getting a little more tired. But, you know, we didn't have much, you know, trouble as far as trying to help out or whatever. But
it's a lot of stress during the holiday.
Yeah, it is. Trying to accommodate a lot of people and stuff like that.
It's not only that, it's the shopping. Like, don't forget, 2 weeks ago, I went to Pennsylvania Dutch Country to go buy hams. I bought three beautiful, beautiful hams because we like to have ham along with turkey. I'm not crazy about turkey. I like it, but, like, you know, I could, like, pass it up.
For all you Jewish people out there, close your ears right now.
Yes, that's a Jewish main staple, I think.
Yeah.
Like a filter fish.
Exactly.
But
ham and spare ribs and bacon.
I actually love the ham. The ham is great. And when Pennsylvania Dutch Country, they process their hams like no other. There's no salt. It's phenomenal.
Really?
Yes. I hate salty.
See, I don't eat ham at all.
I never eat ham. I said hate.
I hate. There you go. Oh, yeah, for our last thing.
Yeah.
She says, I don't hate.
I dislike salt to the largest magnitude.
Really?
Yes. Not all. I like it just to
not even on your pretzels?
No, I don't like it on my pretzels either. I pick it off.
What about, you never have potato chips then?
I like potato chips. That's decent. Like, not really salty. Not the salt and vinegar ones. No. I don't like those.
No,
I just like a regular potato chip. Nothing like. Look, if I could have my way.
If you could have your cake and eat it too.
If I could have my salt and eat it too, no. I would go for potato chips with no salt. I really would. I love it. But in the food, I like a little bit of salt just to bring out the taste. Uh-huh. But I don't like overly salty food.
No, I can appreciate that. You know, I can appreciate it. You know what I can't stand? I can't stand when I go to the movie theater and there's a lot of salt on the popcorn.
Yes, I don't like that
that's
either.
That's terrible. I don't like that.
And my point to this whole conversation was what? I think I lost my point. What my point was, you know, preparing for a holiday for the main caregiver in the home.
Right.
It is quite a stress.
It is.
We had a few times, we had an idea to go ahead and whoever's coming. Well, I have four children, God bless them all. And I've got eight grandchildren. And I've got, you know, I've got just us is quite a bit.
Wow,
and
that's
then,
a lot.
Yeah, and then when you invite a few, yeah,
wow.
Then you invite a few friends, and you know you have a mob scene. So what? So what we were thinking of doing is everybody bringing a dish, and you know we all could eat. But still, even if you do that, then everybody said, you know, I feel bad having somebody come for dinner and bring your own dish. To me, it doesn't like, you know, not for a holiday.
Bring your own food?
Yeah, exactly.
BYF?
Yeah.
BYOF?
It doesn't sit right with me, you know?
If somebody brings their own dish, what about fruit dishes or
dessert is different.
Or dessert and stuff
dessert
like that?
Dessert is customary.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's customary, but it is. Like, I wouldn't say to somebody, do me a favor, please.
Bring the turkey.
Right. Do me a favor, bring the turkey.
Right. Right, and Shirley's bringing the gravy.
Exactly. And Marsh is doing the potatoes. And I'm going to just take a shower now.
That's right.
You know? So I don't feel like it's proper etiquette to invite for a big holiday. Right. Everybody, like, bring your own dish. You want to bring dessert.
You know when that's
right
good?
Ahead.
That will be good. That'll be good when you know, you have a bunch of when you have a bunch of friends over.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not like a family tradition.
Exactly.
Because not everybody has that typical, you know.
If you're doing like a buffet.
Right.
And it's like the 4th of July, happy birthday to you on the 4th of July.
Right.
But if you're having like a little 4th of July party and everybody wants to bring a little something, I have no problem with that. But not on one of these mainstay holidays.
No, but the mainstay holiday, like I'm saying, you know, there are some people who don't have family or they're away from their family. And so a bunch of friends get together.
Yeah.
And so under those circumstances, it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to cook the turkey. You bring that. You bring this. They got the drinks. They got, you know, so you have a big mishmash.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's different circumstances.
It is, you're right.
Yeah, you're talking traditional family circumstances. I understand what you're saying. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, I just can't see, like, the kids. Like, my daughter, Vanessa, usually will make potato soup. I passed that recipe down years and years and years ago. So we make a traditional potato soup. So it takes quite a while to peel those potatoes.
French onions?
No French onions.
I love French onions.
What, you like onions?
I love French onions.
I have an amazing recipe.
Do you?
You want me to make it? I'll make it.
Yeah, I love onion soup. I do.
All right, I'll make it. But I'll tell you what, she'll make the potato soup. Excuse me, folks. I have a little bit of laryngitis still.
Yeah, soup is great, especially, you know, in the bread bowl.
Yeah.
You dig it out in the bread bowl.
Oh,
like that's.
You could have that potato soup in the bread bowl. Oh, we did have it.
Now, that's what I call a good dish.
That is a good dish. When you can eat your dishes.
When you can eat your dish, that's a good dish.
Please, I love to. Are you kidding? I would definitely be somebody that would buy an entire service of eat your own dishes because I hate washing dishes. To me, putting the dishes in the dishwasher, they never get clean enough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless if you, like, you know, like just quick scrub it off.
Yeah, well,
with like,
I'm already,
you know, a little
there.
Scrubby
I might as well
and stuff.
Say, yeah, exactly right.
Well, there's a difference between 2 seconds and 5 seconds. So, but it's not much longer. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? And then the pots.
Smoking pot for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Well,
unless turkey.
The peas pot.
right.
Unless you're smoking peas pipe.
Listen, I'll tell you this. No good, even at the best of dishwashers, will not scrub my turkey pan. I mean, it's so horrifically
burned. That's when you use Easy Off Oven Spray or something like
that. See, that's smart. You know how long it took me to know that?
What?
I just found that out last year.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious.
Wow.
Cleaning is not one of my specialties. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't hate it, but I am not liking it.
You should
it.
Be waking up every day to a beautiful, clean home.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Without having to do a damn thing.
What a... Oh. That would be one of
and
my...
Like, as you naturally put the dishes away in the sink or in the cupboard, it's like without doing it, just automatically...
Flies there.
Flies there, and it's automatically
like Mary Poppins.
Clean. It's like Mary... Exactly.
I want to be Mary...
That magical wand.
Yes. I want to...
That would be perfect.
How did you know I always wanted a wand?
A magical wand.
Yes. When my husband and I first got married, he swore to me that one day he was going to buy me a robot to do all the housework. And we already named him Woody. I know.
Serves a lot of purpose.
Yes. Yes. But I tell you, we had seen something from Sony a couple of weeks ago, and they've got this robot now that can do amazing things. They could actually, he's about the size of a 9-year-old boy, and he could go and get things out of the refrigerator. He can wash the dishes. He could put the clothes into the washing machine. He can, yes.
Really?
Yes. Somebody's been joking. He's looking at me like I have 9 eyes.
No, well, I saw this at the Jetsons, but I wasn't.
I know. And that's what really, you know what? Look up Sony robots on YouTube. You will be floored what you find out. And or also
people,
Honda.
Wait, are there people hidden inside the robots?
I certainly hope not, because it'll really burst my bubble. I want one.
Yeah, that would really suck. I want one.
I want the whole family. If you're listening, guys, just like start saving your money, and you could give it to me like for the rest of my life.
Oh yeah, if that if that's
my,
really the truth, you
the
need
rest
a,
of my life present.
Let me tell you something. Charity would definitely buy a robot that does massages.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Everyday massages.
Oh,
how's
that takes it to a whole new level.
That's a whole nother level. That would be awesome.
Oh
but,
no.
But listen, we have to go to a break now. So,
all right, honey.
So really quickly though, if somebody wants a reading from you, what should they do? What's your phone number?
Well, first they should pick up the phone and call me at 908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02.
That's such a pretty number.
Yeah, I like it. It works. Yep. All right, everybody, the Dynamic Duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So here we are.
I'm so full.
I am so stuffed. I feel like a toyky.
You know what? I feel like I can go to sleep. Do you know that there's tryptophan in turkey?
What?
Tryptophan. Tell me you didn't know that.
I never even heard the expression. What do you mean tryptophan?
Everything.
Yes. What's tryptophan?
Tryptophan is a chemical that is produced by the turkey naturally.
Uh-huh.
And it also happens to be a sleep agent.
Oh, no, that I knew. I didn't know it was called tryptophan.
See, I'm so intelligent. Tell me everything you want to know about a turkey.
I know that when you eat turkey, there's a chemical within the turkey that makes you naturally sleepy.
And that's tryptophan.
I didn't know it was called tryptophan.
I just don't want you to think I'm too smart. I'll tell you how I know that.
Go ahead.
Because I saw a commercial on television for a sleeping agent, and they said it has three natural ingredients in it to make you sleep. Wow. And one of them was tryptophan, and explained why it's natural, because it sounds like a terrible chemical. But he says this is actually the natural essence of the turkey after it gets digested and how your body breaks it down. It goes into tryptophan.
Oh,
how do you like that?
I never knew.
I know.
No, I feel very brilliant. I feel like I can go to Jeopardy right now.
I'll take turkeys for eight. Turkeys for eight, please.
I'm going to tell you an interesting fact. There are more than 1.5 times. I think it might even be double, but there's at least more than 1.5 times the amount of chicken on this earth than there are people.
I believe that.
Yeah.
If your family,
I think that's amazing because there's a lot of people.
You bet.
You know,
there's a lot of eaters.
I would like to know the person
who sits there and takes that information.
No, I want to know the person who's the first person who said, you know what? The very first person who saw an egg come out of a chicken's butt. I'm curious
I'm
to see what
that.
I would not want to be a guinea pig.
I never thought of it that way. This is so true. You see the egg coming out of a very strange part of the animal.
Right.
And then you're like, let's have breakfast.
Yeah, and then somehow it catches on throughout the whole course of the world.
Really, how does that become delectable? Or how does that become appetizing?
I don't know. Especially when, hopefully they had fire back then when they finally discovered that.
Oh, I hope
that.
So.
They had to have had fire to eat it raw. Unless if you're Sylvester Stallone preparing for a fight with your wife with your friends.
Okay, so you see this little cute little animal all fluffing and and then an egg comes out.
Uh-huh.
And then you say, wow. What do I do with this? So you take it, you take a bite out of it like an apple. And then you say, uh-oh. And all the slimy stuff is dripping down your arm.
Right.
So what do you do now?
That's pretty wild.
Mommy!
Or you know what? You just let it sit there and let another one grow.
This is true.
Like a chia pet.
It's so crazy. I never thought of that. That's very interesting.
And so, you know, I don't know how many turkeys there are in the world.
I really care?
You know? No, it's interesting. Come on, because we're talking about Thanksgiving, you know? You know, it was probably a farmer that got really ticked off. They got ticked off at a turkey for waking them up first thing in the morning and said, I'm going to be beheaded. That's it. Turn it off. Boom.
Okay. Well, this is what I have to say about that. I don't care.
It's a fun fact to know.
It really is. But you know what? They don't have much to live for anyway. What kind of a life does a turkey have?
You want to
honestly?
Well, it's the same thing with cows, and same thing with a turkey. You walk around, you eat little seeds.
We're probably going to get like 1,000 letters from the Turkey Association, Turkey Lovers of America.
Exactly.
We love you all, turkeys.
If you are a turkey.
They're very adorable. They're beautiful animals. Did you ever see them, like, when they cross the road and they stop the car?
You're talking about the wild turkeys. Yeah,
wild turkeys are
different than the regular turkeys just with the big red thing hanging out. I don't think they're nice-looking birds.
Nice. Yeah. The big red thing hanging out.
Yeah, the big red thing underneath their neck.
The gobbler, I think. I don't know what
that is. You know, sometimes something or someone's so ugly that they're cute.
Yes.
I don't see that for the turkey. They're just down outright ugly. It's not even you have another guest called the hoarder. The honker, the hoarder, the snorter.
Shut up there, in the background. Who is that? Who is that honking?
That was Dr. Seuss's other character.
Oh, no. Well, look it.
The hoarder snorter.
Well, you turkeys out there, today is your day. Listen.
For all you live turkeys out there today, God bless you. You made it through another year.
Think about it. Just turkey is a special animal because how many do you ever have a holiday where everything is around a beef? Everything's around a cow. No, we never have a cow holiday. Do we ever have something where we just eat a cow or a fish? We never have just like, oh my God, it's National Lobster Day or be grateful to your lobster.
You know what? I never thought of that.
Right? We immortalize the turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, we praise the turkey. Just like India people praise the cows.
Exactly, but they don't eat them. They praise them as religious.
You want to know something? You reminded me.
Yes, my love.
You just reminded me of a very special story, and I'm sincere about this, a very special story that I read when I was a teenager, and I never forgot this. I'm going to share it with the audience. The cow and the pig met up at the fence, and the pig noticed that the village, the people of the village, I'm sure we're into India, but the people of the village was noticing the pigs. I apologize. Let me start from scratch. The pigs of the village was noticing that they were praising the cows, but they weren't praising the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pig met up with one of the cows, just happened to be around the fence at the same time, and said, "Why do the people of the village praise you and they don't praise us? They use every part of our body when we're dead. They get our feet. They have ham. They have bacon. They use our skin. They use every aspect of our body for meat. But yet they praise you and not us. Why is that?" And so the cow looked at the pig and said, "It's true that you give of yourself when you die. But not only do we give ourselves when we die, we give ourselves when we're alive.
Yes, because
we give milk and we give them cheese. So we give the people of the village not only while we're alive, but also when we pass.
That
was a very touching story. There's a lot of people, you know, who say, well, you know, when I die, you know, you're going to get this inheritance. And when I die, you're going to get this or that. And they talk about their jewelry and everything else about who gets what when they die. And people are cramming around, you know, their loved ones about, oh, what am I getting? And am I in the will? And it's all about the will, about when they die. And, you know, this is about, you know, life is about giving of yourself.
When you're here.
When you're here. That's what it's all about. It's not about just when you die.
Well, you see,
I mean, it's nice if it's a legacy of who you are.
Right. In the Native culture, when we know that we're approaching like the end of our lives, we usually give to our children the things that we want them to have that sometimes you'd leave in a will.
Right.
Like, let's say, God forbid it shouldn't happen for a while because I have to raise my grandchildren. But let's say I was coming towards the end of my life. And I have a beautiful ring, and I've got four daughters. Well, I have to have four rings, otherwise there'll be a bloodbath.
Exactly.
But anyway, what I'm saying is,
you sell the ring and you split it up four ways.
No,
that's what a lot of people do.
Well, I wouldn't do that because to my kids, it's sentiment. They would rather have the sentiment of something that I've worn so that they could give it to their children.
So what do you do?
So that you make sure that you have enough sentiment to go around. So
which
in other
means,
words,
if, so what would you do?
So I would give, let's say, the oldest girl the ring. Well, actually, we do have this situation in the family. We have my husband's great-great-great-grandmother's diamond. It's a 2-carat. And this is really old, guys. Uh-huh. This is, like, really old. And it went from his great-great-grandmother to his great-great-grandmother, then to his grandmother, then to his mother, and now I have it.
Okay.
So since I have my son,
I wore it
to the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now every woman gets to revamp it the way she wants to.
When you say revamp it,
in other words, change the setting if you're not satisfied with the setting. So every generation will change the setting if they wish. But yet, who does that ring go to? Does it go to the first boy or does it go to the firstborn? So we came up with leaving it in the Siegel family, which would mean the first boy. Now, since I only had one son and he is no longer with us, we are going to, if, when I die, I'll give it to my daughter-in-law and she will save that for Aiden.
Okay.
And when my grandson gets of age, that will be the only thing I would have him put into paper that, God forbid, it doesn't work out. That's the only thing that would have to come back to the family.
Right.
And it's not even worth a lot of money. I mean, it's not like a $100,000 ring or a $50,000 ring. It's not. It's only a 2-carat or 2.5-carat.
Well, under normal circumstance, that's worth thousands of dollars.
All right.
Depending on the condition of it.
It's perfect. It's
is
flawless.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's like worth a gazillion dollars.
It's really not.
Do you have it insured?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
But
she hasn't insured for $500,000. It's only worth $2,000, but it's insured
but
for $1,000,000.
It's not even the
sentiment. Yeah.
Yeah, this was my husband's great-great-grandmother's.
Yeah, I understand. It was brought down to Jenner.
So,
we have to go to a break now. So, all right, everybody. Listen, you stick around, and that's an order.
We love you.
Yeah. Or quick go look at the football game really quick and then come back.
Come on back because you can rest with us.
Yeah.
Kick your shoes off and put your feet up.
That's right. You could schmooze with us. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everyone, on Thanksgiving Day. Gobble, gobble, gobble. So happy that you could join us today, folks. Take a few minutes out of your day and sit back and kick your shoes off and just listen to us babble.
Babble, babble. That's right. Just rattle on. Talk about Thanksgiving. Let's just talk about also about what were some of the wonderful things that you're – you want to know something? This isn't bragging. But we just want to open up the hearts of everybody else. Like, what were some of the things that you've done for the public or done for somebody else where you expected nothing else in return? And again, this isn't about bragging or anything. It's just, what did you do for your fellow mankind, or what did you do for your family member? What did you do for somebody else that they weren't even expecting it, and you just did it out of the kindness of your heart?
Yeah, that would be interesting to hear from everyone.
You know, so it's, you know, like I said,
I always say,
you know, when you do something nice for somebody else, especially a stranger who you don't know, you're investing in your own soul and your own self. And that is the single most godlike act you could possibly do on behalf of, you know, for the sake of God.
Yes.
For God's sake.
Well, something actually happened to me yesterday, if you'd like to know.
I would like to know.
Talking about Apple TV, I had gone into Best Buy's and I wanted to purchase another Apple TV for my bedroom. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's just a connection that you can buy like iTunes from. You could see Netflix. You could have that on it. It's an amazing little product, and it's reasonable, and it really allows you not to have cable, which is very, very, very cost effective. Anyway, I go into the store and I'm going to buy one for the bedroom, and I see this young lady and she's standing around and she's in the computer department. And I was asking about a computer and about the Apple, and I feel a female mom energy around her. She couldn't have been more than, let's say, 19 or 20 years old. So I go over to her, and we're talking, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't hold back anymore, and I said, you know, I have a radio show. It's Angels and Answers. I says, did you ever listen to that? She says, no, what is that about? I says, well, I'm a medium and my partner is a psychic medium, and we have this radio station and we have a radio show on Thursdays. She says, really? Are you a medium? I says, yes. And just as she was opening her mouth, I said to her, you have a mom energy around you. And she looked at me and she says, yes, my mom had passed away a few years ago. And I said to her, you know why I'm looking at your face so intently? Because actually I heard her mom say to me, look at my daughter, isn't she beautiful? Look at my daughter, isn't she beautiful? And I conveyed that to her at that exact moment. And it kind of made her cry a little bit, naturally. Mm-hmm. I mean, but on the other hand, she was so grateful that I extended that to her. And she was so happy that she knew that her mom was really with her all the time. And I said to her, you know, your mom is always with you. And, you know, we tend to forget that even around the holiday times when we gather with family. Just the family that you're looking at is not only the family that's around. Your family who are in heaven or deceased loved ones are with us too.
Yeah.
And it's so evident in pictures. I get orbs in pictures. I have hundreds of pictures with hundreds of orbs in them. Every time I take a picture, there's an orb in it. And I love it because that's just confirmation that my loved ones have joined us that day for dinner. And it was just wonderful. I have Christmas pictures with orbs, everything. And, you know, she was very grateful that I told her that. She also, and I also told her that I felt a young male. I started tasting blood again in my mouth. I go like that. I put my finger on my tongue to make sure I didn't bite my tongue or something was bleeding. And it wasn't. It was my actual tasting of the blood. And I said to her, did someone in your family die before their expected time, young and a male figure? And
abruptly.
Yeah. Very, you know, in an accident or very unexpected. She says, yes, my brother. And what really got her was as she was telling me what happened, as she was saying the words, I was repeating the words as she was saying them. Like she was telling me how old she was when he crossed over. He was, and I was saying with her, 21, 5. You know what I mean? The words actually came out simultaneously, hers and mine. So I think that's what she needed, and her loved ones over there knew what she needed to believe. So that's what they did for me to give her that guarantee that
that's
I was
nice.
Speaking. And I thought that was lovely because she needed that, especially this time of year. You know? Mm-hmm. Why do you do a million things for people? Okay. You do.
Well, you know what happens, you know, when you were saying that when the numbers come out, sometimes I'm dead on as far as the dates and the mm-hmm. situations. But then there's a lot of times, and I don't know why, it's like if I'm seeing the number 17, like, and they'll say, no, I don't get 17. I go, well, I'm going to play with the numbers. Does January 7th or July 1st mean anything? Well, July 2nd, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And so it's like, I don't know why. I don't know if it's on the spirit's end or my end, that the numbers are there, but they're reversed.
That's okay.
And I've always been like
yeah.
this forever.
Yeah.
So it was like after a little while, I've learned to play with the messages. If
right.
they're not, if they can't relate to it dead on, I said, no, I said, it's still very strong, you know.
Right.
This. Somebody just told me just not too long ago, I gave them a winning lottery number,
oh.
and they said, I did not play it, and it came out the next day.
Well, when you feel that urge, you could give me a call.
And I will definitely give you a call on that number 389 or 369.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I will definitely give you a call if I see those numbers coming.
Please do.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that Artie does random acts of kindness all the time. And you don't even have – it doesn't even have to be like, you know, planned. Or he just does it. The other day he brought me a beautiful bouquet of flowers for no reason.
Just because.
Just because.
I knew it would make you happy.
You know, you were so right. That was the sweetest thing ever. And it, you know what? It brightened up my week. It brightened up my day. I was like – he could tell you. I was like speechless. I cannot believe this. This was the most generous.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a response like that.
Oh, it meant so much to me.
Yeah, I said, Scott, put on your clothes.
I just walked out of the shower.
No. And her husband was in the next room. What do I give a crap? I don't care.
You know what? Flowers don't allow you to do anything crazy.
Sometimes it's only alcohol.
Right. For me, it's flowers. But no, he does. And you know, when he sees people at Wawa and they don't have the money for something, he always throws the money down or concerned. Always does a little something for
it everyone. Always makes somebody special. And the funny thing is that the people behind the counter are just as touched or overwhelmed, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, you know, the reason why I became so generous, and I've said this before,
it's
because
totally not selfish.
Yeah, it's because of my brother Harley who started that off with me. And I mean, kindness does run in my family. My other brothers and my mom and my parents, both my parents and everybody was, you know, are pretty generous in their own way. Mm-hmm. Not always in the same way, but in their own way. And when I was around, I don't know, maybe like 7 years old, 9 years old, around that time frame. You know, I was between 7 and 9 years old. I was selling lemonade in front of my house, lemonade or iced tea. I was an entrepreneur, the young Jew that I am.
Yeah, oh, that is so cute.
And so my brother comes home from work. And now, mind you, we're talking like the late 1960s.
Yeah.
So I'm asking for a quarter a cup. And I don't know if that was a lot or maybe 10 cents a cup or 50. I think maybe it was a quarter for a cup of lemonade or iced tea. And my brother comes home really quickly. He gets out of his car, you know, and I remember he was in his Mustang, his gorgeous yellow convertible Mustang.
Neat.
And he comes out of his car and he walks up to me and he asked me for a cup of lemonade or iced tea, whatever, and I give it to him expecting a quarter, and he threw me down $2.
Aww.
And he goes, keep the change.
Aww.
And I was like,
and he's
wow, that was like,
right?
That like was like $1 million.
Yeah.
And I was like so happy.
How beautiful is that?
You know, so if you see any kid.
That is so nice.
If you see any kid at a corner selling lemonade or iced tea, even if you're not thirsty, all right,
absolutely.
Even if stop by, because you're not just stopping by for the sake of just to quench your thirst, but what you're doing is you're building up the pride and the ego, you know, the self-esteem, I meant to say. You're building up the self-esteem of that child.
Well,
and
look what your brother did to you. He gave you a lifetime of generosity from that just one act of kindness.
Yeah, and it's something that will always stick with me. And my brother's always been both my brothers have always been very generous with me. And my sister-in-law's. My sister-in-law's know my favorite foods, and they cook me my favorite foods every holidays or birthday. And for me, it's Kugel.
That's right.
I love my Kugel pudding. And my brother's just, you know, if I ever needed a few bucks, if I ever needed a ride, if I ever needed assistance or whatever, we were just, we're pretty much so always there for each other.
That's lovely.
And we're not, you know what, we don't have the same, but we have, one thing we have in common, there's a couple things we have in common. We have pleasant dispositions. We try to be funny. And
you are.
We just have a good heart towards other people. So there's a few, and we're into sports. So we do share a few things, but our styles are definitely different, you know. But
so how much age difference is there between your oldest brother and you?
10 years.
Wow.
So we go by five. You know, I'm 54. My other brother's 59, and my other brother is 64. And you know, we just always
that's so sweet.
Yeah, you know, growing up, my brothers never liked me around, hanging out with them and their friends. They always yelled at me. I was a brat as kid. I was a total brat. But right now,
you got mama's baby.
I was the favorite. Although the joke was that my middle brother Marty was the favorite, but in reality, I was the favorite.
And, all. You were.
And nor did I care either way.
My darling, he's got such a cute little face.
Oh, look at that pun.
What a little boy chick. Look at that little boy chick.
Come here, Bubba.
Hi.
All right, everybody. Sky and I, we're going to go to a break. But just to let you know, if you want to get a reading from Sky, you just got to call.
Yes, 908-500-1474.
And my number, if you want a private reading for a party or over the phone reading, same as Sky, my number is 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And
welcome back. Sky, we were talking about a very funny story while we're off the air.
This is really funny, guys.
I literally have two neighbors. I have two places. One is where my home office is, and another place is where I live. I literally have two neighbors at both separate places that when they walk their dog, both of them carry their dog in their arms while walking down the street. Like the dog can't even walk. And the dog is not even like, you know, dilapidated or anything. It's like the dog is healthy. It's normal. It's just a little dog. But they carry the dog in their arms while walking down the block.
That's hysterical. I was snorting and everything when he was telling me this when we went to a commercial break. And I said, you have to share this. This is absolutely brings new meaning to
walking the dog.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's when your dog has you wrapped around its finger.
Yes.
You know, this literally. One dog literally is an old dog, but I could tell the dog could walk, you know, it can walk. I've seen it walk before. And the guy is like always picking up the dog and going for a walk. Like always, not sometimes, always. It's ridiculous. The guy's got to need to have a life.
You know what? You know what's the scary thing? That what? He knows exactly the moment when he's got to poop.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right on his arm or something. My God.
Oh, my goodness. You know, folks, it is really good to exercise your pets. They're very much like us. We need exercise.
They do.
And it's really healthy for them to walk.
You know what I feel sorry for? I feel sorry. Do you leave your – I know you put your dogs in a cage, but do you put them in the cage like all day long?
Oh, no.
There are people – met people who have left their dogs in the cage in the kennel like all day. And that is like – you should not have a dog if that's the case.
The only time the only time I do put my dogs in the kennel is when I know there's company coming.
Right.
And they could be intimidated by them. Because they are 250 pounds. I mean, they're big dogs. Uh-huh. So I put them in there until they warm up to the people, and then I let them out.
Okay.
Or if I'm going on a short run and I wasn't able to let them out before I went to, let's say, Wawa or to a convenience store, and then I'll put them in there. They sleep with me.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
They sleep with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Charity won, you know, before I came into the picture, her dog, Isis, beautiful white Siberian dog. She's gorgeous. And she used to sleep with Charity on the bed all the time. And when I moved in, I said, that dog is not sleeping in the bed. There is no way. And I was not sharing a bed with a dog. And, you know, because, you know, the dog, they end up becoming very territorial and possessive and stuff like that. And I don't want to deal with that crap.
Right.
And then plus with a Siberian Husky, you got hair all over the place.
That's another problem.
And then
that I can understand.
Right. And then when they get ticked off, when they get really pissed, she ends up peeing on the bed, or she ripped the quilt a couple of times.
Are you serious? Oh, I would understand.
Yeah, and Charity was allowing this to happen a couple of times, and so I said, no way. So when I started, you know, when we started staying together on a regular basis in bed, I just said, there is no way this dog is able to. So then the dog was inside the room, but even just being in the room, because it's a husky, she's a husky, it's like hair was just all over the place.
Yeah.
So no matter where we put our clothes, it was getting fur all over the place, you know? And I just said, this is not working for me. I needed one safe room, a haven, so that we could put our clothes down so that, you know.
Sure, I understand that
so,
thoroughly.
You know, and Charity was dealing with it and putting up with it. And I said, no, this is not good. And so the dog adjusted. You know, at first was a little unhappy and griped about it. But, you know, it turned out to be okay, you know.
Yeah, they learn quick.
They learn quick. And it's the same with anybody or anything or any pet. Once you condition somebody or something according to your ways, then you know what?
They do it.
They do it.
Especially if they love you. And I'm sure this dogs are very loyal. And I'm sure she sees you as master.
Oh, absolutely.
So she's going to want to do anything to please you.
Yeah. And she does love me the most. Charity
even
knows that.
I'm sure.
She gets jealous when.
You know what they have? They feel. They really, they have a sense. They have a very strong sense of character. And they will show you, and if you're very intuitive, you'll know what they're showing you.
Uh-huh.
And that's why my boys sleep with me at night. I can't say no. They're not dirty. They're not destructive. They have very short hair. You know, you come to my house all the time. You see I don't have hair
problems. But they're 250 pounds.
So what? So's my husband. I'm sleeping with three big boys.
Wow, you are.
Yeah. The only problem that I have with the boys is that when they wake up in the middle of the night, everybody's up because they're so large that they will step on parts of you that you really don't – you didn't even know you had.
You sound – you know, you're talking like as if you're talking about my sex life with the boys, and when it gets large, everybody's up.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking the same thing.
But let me tell you something. They're very clean. They have very short hair, like I said.
I don't care. This is where you and I differ because I would not want to go sleeping with a dog.
I wash their feet. Do you wash your dog's feet?
Yes. No, yes. When the dog, when she comes in from outside.
She's beautiful, your dog. She is so beautiful.
She is. And when she comes in, we definitely wipe her feet because Charity's a clean freak.
Yeah.
So as far as keeping the carpets clean, keeping the floors clean, she's always vacuuming. It's unbelievable. Charity only likes to have, huskies, which I love huskies. I do.
There's a lot of wolf in that.
Yeah, but still, but with all the hair. And being that she's such a clean freak and she gets all disturbed if there's any mess or whatever, but yet these dogs shed so much and, you know, they're rambunctious and stuff. So she puts herself in a situation to have a dog that creates all this and then she cleans it up. It's like it gives her purpose. Even though she complains about it.
She loves it.
She loves it, and it gives her purpose.
I saw that your dog has a boo-boo on her eye. What happened?
Yeah, we don't know. It's just her eyelid. It's not even the eye itself. It's just the eyelid.
Oh, she must have scratched it with her doo-boo. So,
yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking I was going to call Charity because she doesn't even know.
We thought that maybe, like, you know, something that she picked up and it got with underneath her eyelid or whatnot.
Yes. You know, they have that little dew claw. It's like a thumb. It's like on their arm.
Right.
And sometimes when they rub their eye, that nail gets caught on the skin of the eye and pulls it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be it. That could be it.
I'm guaranteeing you that's what happened.
Because we weren't sure for sure. But we had to bring her to the vet the other day because, like, it was getting better. Mm. It was getting better, and then all of a sudden, like, we started seeing blood around her eye. Oh. But we knew it wasn't her eye. It was just from the eyelid. And then, you know, we cleaned it up, and then she was fine for a little bit. Again, it looked like it was healing, you know, for a day or two. And then all of a sudden, it got all bloody again, and then we said, oh, crap. So we had to bring her to the vet because it was too consistent.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what? $80 million
yes,
later.
Yes, I know. Please.
$80 million. At nighttime, we had to go.
Oh, emergency? Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Oh, I'll never do that again. I know. I probably will, but.
So, but you do what you got to do. You treat your pets like they are your babies. Yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt.
But we got to go to another commercial break. So.
So it's time to go get a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, it's time to get a quick bite. All right. And then so you can come back because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.